الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا
صفي سيدي المكمل في المعنى. Please complete the substrate and the rows. Stand close together. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى محمد برحمتك يا رحمة. Inshallah, after the remaining salah, the amal of tafsir, as we have on Friday, the English tafsir will be taking place. All brothers are requested to kindly participate. Jazakallah. Brothers who have completed the salah, kindly requested to come forward. Every Fridays we have the tafsir of the Amma, the Para Amma, the Jews Amma. So inshallah, these are the surahs that we read in our salah. So it is important that we understand the meaning and a brief tafsir of each surah. Brothers are requested to participate. Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest man, our beloved master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again reminding ourselves that it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that today we have the honor of listening to the teaching of the Holy Quran in the sanctity of the masjid. To explain this surah, we look towards certain common practices in business. And as many of us will be aware, there are very various forms of carrying out business where one or more parties take monetary benefit from certain transactions. And one way of conducting business is when a businessman or a businesswoman who has money, they give a certain amount of money to an individual and task them with investing in this money. And then they have an agreement from before that from all the profits, the capital I will take back, and then from the profits we will have a 50-50 share or 80-20 share, whatever it might be. Just like when Amma Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, before her marriage with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she sent him on a business mission, on a business trip, and she gave him some money. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled and he did business and he made money. And then on his return, he took what was agreed and he gave the remainder to Amma Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So in this, to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say to us, we look at this form of business. And we understand that here, in this example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is playing the part of the businessman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a form of capital. And He has commanded us to go and invest in this capital. And it is in this surah wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines and He highlights the guidelines of having a successful business. For example, in the world there are different times where investing in different items is a good time to invest in certain items. For example, during the year, there are certain times of the year where investing in the phones, the latest iPhone might be coming out. So the businessman might say to the individual that now is the time, good time to go and invest in phones. So go out there and buy as many phones as you can. But it's a really bad time to invest in laptops. If you invest in laptops right now, your money is going to go to waste. Or someone might say that it's a very good time to buy up houses, as many as you can, because of the patterns of the market. If you buy houses right now, it'll be a good business in the future. Or someone might say something about certain cars, for example, depending on the trends in the market. So here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the guidelines as to what kind of business we should be doing. And the capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to the world, and He has given us a certain amount of time. We do not know how much this time will be. It could be 20 years, it could be 30 years, it could be 50 years, it could be 100 years. Nowadays, we don't know. So many young people in our own community have recently passed away. 30 years old, 15 years old. People we know, people we don't know. So we don't know when our time is going to be up. But regardless, Allah has given us time. And Allah has said to us, that go to the world with this time, and this time is the capital, and go and invest in this time. Use this time in good things. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised us to invest our time in four things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal asr, and by time. Just before mentioning the four things, here we'll mention one other point. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on time. You know, sometimes when we are saying something to someone and they don't believe us, so we'll say, wallahi, I'm telling the truth, wallahi, it's true. And the purpose of this taking this qasam is to use the greatness of Allah's name, the sanctity of Allah's name, into your word to make the addressee understand that no, I am being very serious and very truthful, and to take Allah's name is a very sacred and very sensitive topic and matter. And this is the first time, this is the first surah we have come across in our sessions where Allah has taken a qasam. And in the future surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take qasam on many different things. So we will explain here why Allah takes qasam on certain things. So the purpose of taking a qasam is to direct the attention of the listener to the greatness of that thing that you take a qasam upon. For example, like I mentioned, we'll say, Wallahi, it's true, Wallahi. So I am saying to you that, look, I'm diverting your attention to Allah's name to make you understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the greatest being. So how can He take a qasam? So here what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, and throughout the Holy Quran, we will notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on different things. Here Allah has taken an oath on time. There Allah will take an oath on the sun, on the moon, on the morning, on the daybreak, wal-fajr, wal-shams, wal-qamar, wal-nujum, etc. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you draw the attention of the listener to the greatness of a creation, you are inadvertently drawing the listener's attention to the creator of that item. For example, we say, look at this beautiful painting. So you are actually drawing the listener's attention to the person who created this painting. What an amazing painter. So here, Allah is actually, through the medium of various different creations, Allah is drawing the attention of us to Himself. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on time, and He says, by time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily, mankind is at a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for the person who brings iman. Number one, the person who brings iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. He does good deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And he advises one another of the truth. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And he advises one another to be of patience, to be patient. So here Allah has explained that I have given you time. Go and use this time in these four things. If you do not use your time in these four things, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. You will be at a loss. And mankind can testify, when you look at history itself testifies to the fact that people who have not bought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who have not used their time in these four things, they have been destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places has explained this. The abode and the destination of those who did not, of the kuffar, who did not bring iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran and hadith, we find some virtues of this surah. In one hadith that Imam Tabarani has narrated, that this surah is so great that there was two sahabis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever they would meet one another, they would not separate until they would pray this surah to one another. And number two, even though this surah is one of the shortest surahs in the Holy Quran, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah states that if a person was to do tadabbur and he was to investigate and he was to analyze and look into this surah and its meaning and interpretation, just this surah would be enough for his answers to all his life. And this surah would be enough, لَكَفَاهُ. He says that لَكَفَاهُ, it would be enough for him to enter into Jannatul Firdaus. The scholars say that the first two things mentioned in this surah, they relate to bringing iman and doing good deeds. They relate to oneself. And the second two, advising one another of the truth and advising one another of patience, they relate to the entirety of the ummah. They relate to one another. Here one question can also arise, that what is the connection between time and between the remainder of the surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a qasam upon time? So the answer is very simple, that everything we do happens in the time that we are given. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to time, and then He uses the rest of the surah to explain how we need to then use this time. One scholar, he says that one day I went to, you know, in the Indian subcontinent where it's hot. They have never been there, but I've heard from various sources that you have ice shops there where they sell ice and snow. And he says that I went to one of these shops and he said, I was watching the shopkeeper work. He said, whilst I was watching the shopkeeper work, I understood the meaning of wal asr, of this entire surah. He says that the shopkeeper, his business is in such a precarious position. If he does not get on with his business, if he sits in his shop and he goes on his phone, or he starts chatting to people, or he does other things, he spends his time in ghafla, then the ice will melt, and then what's he going to sell? He will have lost all his capital. So he doesn't do that. He gets onto it quickly. He makes sure that before the ice can melt, he quickly sells everything quickly, so people can then use the ice before the coolness of the ice, before it melts and becomes useless to them. So the same way Allah has given us time, and we don't have time to sit around. We have to act now. We have to act today. The scholars say, حَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدُّ فَكُلَّمَا مَضَى نَفَسٌ مِّنْهَا إِنْتَقَسْتَ بِهِ جُزْءًا. He says, your life is but a few breaths, that you a few countable breaths. فَكُلَّمَا مَضَى نَفَسٌ مِّنْهَا. Every time you take one breath, every time you take a breath, one part of your life has gone. This breath that we took, it was the capital from Allah. Every breath that we are taking, it is the capital that Allah has given us. And Allah expects us to spend every single one of these breaths in His obedience. So just like if we sit around, we are wasting the time that Allah has given us. We will be like the ice seller who doesn't do his job properly. He will lose out in the end. Whereas every second that Allah has given us, we have the ability to make it worthwhile in the akhirah. We pray one subhanallah, we will be rewarded in the akhirah. And finally, we have the explanation for the final two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, and to advise one another of the truth and to advise one another of patience. What do these things mean, the truth and patience? The scholars have various opinions, on this matter. One opinion is that وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ, the truth relates to aqaid, the correct beliefs, that we ensure that we, one and not just ourselves, but the people around us have the correct beliefs. This is related to ensuring that we have iman, and we have the correct beliefs with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sabr is relating to patience upon staying away from our desires. So haqq is connected to having the correct aqaid, which will help us to do good deeds. And sabr means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to this world, and He has given us desires, and He has given us the ability to sin. We have so many ways of sinning around us. We feel like sinning. It is natural within us that we want to sin. We are walking down the street, there is a woman. Naturally, a man wants to look. This is a reality. Allah has created this within us. At this point, in order to not look at this woman, we have to have patience with ourselves. You know, all the lads are having alcohol or having drugs. Here we want to do it as well, because everyone's doing it. But then we have to have patience upon this. So some scholars say that here sabr means to stay away from bad deeds, and to stay away from sins. Other scholars have said that haqq means amr bil ma'roof, commanding people to do good, and sabr means nahi anil munkar, telling and commanding people to stay away from bad. Thirdly, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says that tawasaw bil haqq means to have the correct knowledge. When we have the correct knowledge, then we will have the correct beliefs and aqaid. And tawasaw bil sabr means to have the correct a'mal, and to make sure that whatever we are doing correctly. And finally, there is one other very important message within this surah that the ulama have pointed out. And they say that simply being good ourselves and ensuring that we are on the right path is not enough. We are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take care of one another. We live as a community. We take care of one another. We respect each other. We worry about each other. We have concern about each other. It's not a one-man show. Just looking after ourselves is not enough. My Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in a hadith, كُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ, that every single one of you is responsible, and you will be questioned about your responsibility. A father is responsible for his family. The husband is responsible for the wife. The wife is responsible for the husband. The employer is responsible for the employee. The big are responsible for the small. And so on and so forth. And so the ulama say that simply ensuring that we are praying our five times namaz, we are not staying away from sin, this is not enough. We have to have worry and concern for the ummah. We have to, in some degree, in whichever way we find comfortable, we have to look after ourselves, and we have to also spread the deen and the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the important messages of this surah. And to summarize, very simply, this is one of the shortest surahs in the Holy Quran. But it is so compact, and it contains so much for us to think about. Just like Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah mentioned, the answer to all the problems in life lie within the surah. Our guidance in life can lie within the surah. Allah has commanded us, Allah has given us time. Allah has said to us, go and spend this time correctly. And this means doing four things: bringing iman, doing good deeds, spreading the truth, and having patience by staying away from sins and handling the various trials and tribulations that the world has to offer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to have patience and the ability to stay away from sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all our past sins and safeguard us from sins in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us husnul khatima in such a way that we are leaving the world with the kalima on our lips. وآخر الدعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن